This weekend in the Berkshires, we've got a world-class film festival, several indie rock concerts, cabaret, art openings, and a hot soul funk party. Noah Baumbach's new movie, Francis Ha, is only one among over 75 films that will be screened at the 8th Annual Berkshire International Film Festival, or the BIFF, which kicked off last night and runs through Sunday in Great Barrington and Pittsfield. Noah Baumbach, as well as co-writer and actress Greta Gerwig, will be in attendance at the festival closing screening of Francis Ha, which will include a Q&A moderated by artist and Berkshire resident Gregory Crutzen. Last night, legendary girl group singer Darlene Love was in attendance for the opening night film 20 Feet from Stardom, profiling the rock era's overlooked backup singers. Talk about having your cake and eating it too. Fans of Latin grooves and indie rock can have it all together in one fell swoop when Williamsburg's Salsa Orchestra trades in the standard Latin repertoire for dynamic, salsified arrangements of contemporary indie rock favorites when they take the stage in Massmocha's Courtyard C on Saturday at 8 in North Adams. The 11-piece orchestra grabs the top indie rock songs of the day and transforms them into red-hot Latin grooves. The band's repertoire includes dynamic arrangements of songs by the Yeah Yeah Yeahs, TV on the Radio, Arcade Fire, The Black Keys, Spoon, Animal Collective, and many more. Barrington Stage Company's Mr. Finn's Cabaret, named after William Finn, the Tony Award-winning composer and lyricist of falsettos and the 25th Annual Putnam County Spelling Bee, kicks off tonight and Saturday in Pittsfield with the award-winning songwriting team of Chris Miller and Nathan Tyson performing songs from their shows in We Made That. The duo wrote The Burnt Part Boys and The Mysteries of Harris Burdick for Barrington Stage's Musical Theater Lab, from which they will draw for their performance, as well as songs from their new musical, Tuck Everlasting. Brooklyn-based Americana jam band Yarn performs at The Garage at the Colonial Theater in Pittsfield tonight at 8. Yarn weaves roots music idioms into a vintage sound familiar to fans of Gram Parsons, Flying Burrito Brothers, and new writers of the Purple Sage. Beauty and the Feast, an exhibition of botanical photography by Ellen Hoverkamp, opens at Spencertown Academy with a reception on Saturday from 4 to 6 and remains on display through June 30th. Beauty and the Feast is the kickoff event for the Academy's 9th annual Hidden Gardens, which includes a Twilight in the Garden cocktail party and an array of events designed to inform, inspire, and intrigue garden enthusiasts later in June. Return to Gotham, an exhibition featuring the cityscape works of Connecticut artist David Dunlop, opens today at White Gallery in Lakeville, Connecticut, and runs through July 14. There will be an opening reception with the artist on Saturday. And finally, Sister Sparrow and the Dirty Birds bring their old-school, horn-inflected soul and R&B to Club Helsinki Hudson tonight at 9. The Brooklyn-based eight-piece outfit plays a gritty southern style of soul that's been garnering raves for its live appearances at festivals including Bonnaroo, Mountain Jam, Gathering of the Vibes, Mowdown, and the Voodoo Experience, as well as sharing stages with Counting Crows, Avett Brothers, Government Mule, Rebirth, Brass Band, and Donald Fagen. And those are just some of the cultural highlights of the coming weekend in the Berkshire region. And I'm Seth Rogovoy, and that's the Rogovoy Report.